What would it look like if everyone in our congregation's first priority was to lose their life for the sake of Christ? Let me repeat that. What would it look like if everyone in our congregation's first priority was to lose their life for the sake of Christ? When Peter was rebuked by Jesus, this was not his first priority. When Peter was rebuked by Jesus, his mind was on the things of man, not on the things of God. So what changed him? What changed him from having his mind on the things of man to having his mind on the things of God? What changed him from having his priority set on being a hindrance to Jesus, where Jesus actually refers to him as being the equivalent of Satan? What changes him from that to all of a sudden later on in Peter's life to now being on the mission of Christ in advancing the gospel to his dying day? What changes him? The answer, the unexpected Jesus. You see, the death and resurrection of Jesus changed the course of Peter's life. And it changes the course of our lives as well. After he unexpectedly rebuked Peter, it wouldn't be long and Jesus would go to Jerusalem, the very place that Peter didn't want Jesus to go. There he would suffer many things at the hands of the chief priests and the scribes and the elders, just as our scriptures said. And then Jesus would face these mockings and these jeers, and the disciples would see their friend get spit on, and he would be beaten, and he would be whipped. And all the disciples could do is watch their friend suffer in anguish as he would carry his cross, make his way up to Golgotha, and then be nailed to that cross and die. And that image then is etched in their mind as they're all scared there in the upper room. And then lo and behold, Jesus shows up there in the upper room and they see the resurrected Christ. He is returned. He's alive. It was more than they could ask for or imagine. And their lives would never, ever be the same. That's what the unexpected Jesus does. He does things that are simply beyond our human reason. And the result is far more than we ever could expect. For Peter, his life was instantly changed after the resurrection of Jesus as he denied himself, as he took up his cross and he followed his Savior all the way to his own death. Tradition has it that Peter, when he died, he didn't want to die the same way that Jesus did. And so he insisted upon dying a different way. He insisted that his cross be turned upside down, and that he would die on an upside-down cross when he was martyred for his faith. And so there he died in that upside-down fashion, being crucified. The same Jesus who had unexpectedly rebuked him had changed him to the point that he was willing to lose his life for the sake of Christ, all the way to the point that he was willing to give his life for Christ every single day, sharing Christ with others so that others would know of Jesus. So allow me to ask that question again. What would it look like if everyone in our congregation's first priority was losing their life for the sake of Christ? Like Peter, our lives have been changed. For some of us, it was more recent. For others, it was a long time ago. In baptism, the Word made flesh, joined with that water, there we were in fact changed. In that sacred, holy act of God, your life was forever changed. In the book of Romans, this is what it says: "Do you not know Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. In baptism, we died. We died with Christ. But you see, Christ doesn't stay dead, does he? Christ rises from death, and so in baptism we also were raised. We were raised to live a new life, a changed life. Just like Peter, our lives are changed. Where we were doomed to death and damnation, the unexpected Jesus intervened and gave us life and salvation. And so everything that led Peter to lose his life for the sake of Christ, we have been given as well. And the same spirit that was alive and well in Peter is also alive and well within us. I've got spirit. Yes, I do. I've got spirit. How about you? Well, yeah, sure, you betcha. Yes, you do. So what gets in the way? What gets in the way of our losing our life for Christ? What's our obstacle? Even if we aren't asked to physically lose our lives for Christ, as Peter physically lost his life for Christ, what is it that actually gets in the way? Well, if you fast forward a couple chapters in the book of Matthew, there is a helpful parable that helps to unpack the answer to this question. And I'm going to paraphrase it for you now. A rich man came up to Jesus and he asked Jesus the question, Jesus, what do I need to do to inherit eternal life? So Jesus told him, if you want to have eternal life, you need to keep all of the commandments. And you can see the smile come over this man's face as he says, oh, Jesus, I did it. I have kept all of the commandments and I've loved my neighbor as myself. I've done it all. But then Jesus unexpectedly responds to this man, well, if you would be perfect, go. Sell all that you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. And it's like all of that energy in that man's life deflates. He went away sorrowful, because he had great possessions. You see, this man was more interested in the things of this world than actually following Jesus. Oh, he had his God, but it wasn't Jesus. So he walked away filled with sorrow. I'd like you to ponder that image for a moment. Walking away from Jesus. Ponder that image. Walking away from Jesus. And consider these questions as you ponder that image. Is there anything you need to let go of to follow Jesus, or that would help you to better follow Jesus? Or are you trying to hold on to Jesus and something else at the same time, thinking that you can have more than one God in your life? Or maybe the better question is, would you give up everything to follow Jesus? How tightly are you holding on to the things of this world? Because that's why Jesus asked the question of his disciples and all of us. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? You see, what's so unexpected about Jesus is that he does forfeit everything. He gave up his throne in heaven. He gave up anything and everything he had on earth, even his very life. And why? Because his priority, his first priority, was saving you, was saving me. He was willing to forfeit his very last breath to gain the whole world, to gain you, and to gain me for all eternity. He denied himself. He took up his cross, and he lost his life. And that, my friends, changes everything. What would it look like? What would it look like if everyone in our congregation's first priority was to lose their life for the sake of Christ? I invite you to take some time. I really do. We have a tendency sometimes to compartmentalize our lives. This is our church time, and then we go and we have our time in our world. That's not the way that it's intended to be. There's a thing called liturgical living. What happens in our worship life actually is intended to impact our daily life. And so what we have happen here actually is intended to inform our thought out there. What happens that we receive here fills us so that we share it out there. So I invite you to take some time. I invite you to take some time in your household and assess your priorities, how you use your time, how you use your finances, what you think about, what you read, what you watch, and just take stock of it all. And assess your priorities. Because I have no doubt that as you do so, that Jesus has some unexpected changes for all of us that will help us to lose our lives to better follow him. So take that time, assess your priorities, examine your life. And let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, by your mercy, set our minds on the things of God, not on the things of man, so that we may daily lose our lives for the sake of Christ. In the name of Jesus, amen.